times that we can pray the name Yahweh Jireh. We can pray it when we need wisdom for life situations. Then, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm calling on Yahweh Jireh to guide me and direct me. In the New Testament, James said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all men liberally and upbraideth not.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching minister, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Praying the Names of God from our series, The Names of God. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Praying the Names of God.
Let's look at some of these names today and how we can pray the names of God. I think that at some point in this series, I like to put together a little booklet, and I'm going to send it out to the saints. Maybe we'll put together and email it out. But I want to send a little booklet out, how to pray the names of God. How do you pray the names of God? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. How do you pray the names of God? The first name I want to look at is Yahweh Jireh, and that is the Lord who provides, the God who provides. And that whenever I'm in need, I can pray to Yahweh Shalom, the God of peace. I can pray to Yahweh Tsidkenu, the Lord of our righteousness. But when I have a need, that day when Abraham was on Mount Moriah and he laid his son Isaac upon the altar, and he was getting ready to drive that knife through his son, Isaac. And all of a sudden, he hears a baa in the bush. And he looks over, and there was a ram. You know, Abraham loved his son. And probably the last thing that Abraham wanted to do was kill his son. And so what did he need God to do? He needed God to provide a sacrifice in his son's place. And when he heard that ram, looked over there and saw it caught in the bush. He said, praise the Lord, for Yahweh Jireh has provided. We use that expression oftentimes, a ram in the bush. Well, what is a ram in the bush? A ram in the bush is something that you need. It's something that you're lacking in some area of your life, and you need a ram in the bush. You need something to make up whatever it is that you're lacking. So as we pray the name Yahweh Jireh, what are some times that we can pray the name Yahweh Jireh? We can pray it when we need wisdom for life situations. Then, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm calling on Yahweh Jireh to guide me and direct me. In the New Testament, James said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. So he said, let him ask of God. So we can even say, if any of us lack wisdom, let us call on Yahweh Jireh, the God who provides, and he will give us the wisdom that we need in different situations. I tell you, saints, sometimes I come to a place where I don't know what to do. It seems like all options have been exhausted. It seems like all doors have been closed. And I pray. And who do I pray to at that time? I pray to Yahweh Jireh. Lord, I need your wisdom at this time. Lord, please provide wisdom for me. What are we talking about today? We're talking about how to pray the names of God. That if I need a financial blessing when my funds are low, who do I need to call on? I need to call on Yahweh Jireh, the God who provides. What about if there's a material lesson that I need? I need to call on Yahweh Jireh, the Lord who provides. Let me encourage you, the next time you have a need, the next time you need for God to provide, oh yeah, we can come to God and we can pray, Father in heaven, give us this day our daily. We can pray that, and God hears that. But how powerful would it be if you connect your heart with the character of God, the providing aspect of God. See, God just didn't flippantly give these names so that he could have something to fill a page in the Bible. God was revealing the essence of who he was. God was revealing the essence of his character. And what God was saying is that whenever you're in a situation, connect with me on that level. Connect with me as Yahweh Jireh. So we can pray to God in times of need as Yahweh Jireh. The next name that we want to look at is Yahweh Nissi. And we see in Exodus chapter 17, in verse 15, that Moses built an altar there and named it Yahweh Nissi, which means the Lord is our banner. The Lord is our banner. You may remember the background when we went through this, that the Israelites were fighting with the Amalekites. And Moses and a couple of his servants went up on the hillside. And that when Moses' hands were raised, they won in the battle. They were winning in the battle. But when he couldn't hold his hands up and his hands were drooped, that the army wasn't successful. So he had two of his servants come and stand on one side and the other side, and they held Moses' hands up. And as his hands stayed raised to the sky, the Israelites defeated the Amalekites, and they won the battle. And the Bible says that after that, Moses erected an altar, and he called the name of the altar Yahweh Nissi, which is the Lord our banner. When you think about it, why did they raise the banner that time? They raised the banner because they won the victory. And so the banner was a sign of victory. And I think oftentimes God does something special in our life. God does something powerful in our life. And we say, thank you, Lord. We say, thank you, Lord. And that's good. And we need to thank God. But how much more powerful if we would say, thank you, Yahweh Nissi, the Lord who gives the victory in the battle. That maybe you were in an intense, fierce situation, and the Lord brought you through. God brought you through that situation. And you can look back now and you can say, praise God, praise Yahweh Nissi, the God who is our banner. And connect with that. And maybe even in your mind to go back and think how that God blessed the Israelites to defeat the Amalekites on that battle, in that battle. And you can say, praise Yahweh Nissi. But the other thing that we can pray when we pray the name Yahweh Nissi, we can praise God that he has given us the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. That oftentimes, you know, we struggle. We have personal struggles. You know, there are things that we deal with in our life. And you know, we look at how we go through it, and if we don't deal with it correctly, it can take us under. It can take us down. But somehow, God keeps us up. Somehow, God allows us to keep our head above water. And when we keep our head above water, he gives us the victory. He doesn't allow us to be overtaken by the world, the flesh, and the devil. And so we can raise the banner and we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yahweh Nissi, for bringing me through. The next name that we want to look at is Yahweh Rapha. And in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, he is called Yahweh Rapha, the Lord who heals. Oftentimes, as a pastor, I have the opportunity to pray with people who are sick, or to send an email to somebody who's sick, or to send a text to somebody who is sick. And oftentimes, I begin my correspondence with, we call upon you, Yahweh Rapha, God who heals. See, if I just found out that I got cancer, if I found out that, you know, I got some type of heart disease, you know, I don't necessarily need those other qualities of God, those other characteristics of God. I want to get right to the point. And so I come to God as Yahweh Rapha. Now, I'm not standing here to say that God is schizophrenic, right? I'm not saying he's schizophrenic and that, you know, he don't know who he is. But when you study the Old Testament, God revealed himself to his people by special characteristics. And those characteristics were connected with his name. So as he prayed, as we pray to Yahweh Rapha in times of sickness and healing, as you lay there on that bed of affliction and you look up in the heavens and you pray to God and you ask God to help you, you ask God to touch your body, you ask God to move in a special way, just like that lady who said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, and I can feel the virtue, and I can feel the healing power flowing from his garment into my body, the healing power of Yahweh Rapha. Then I pray, turn to him, say, Yahweh Rapha, I need you to touch my body. I know that you're healed. Y'all remember the time that I got sick, and it seemed like I wasn't getting well. I was praying, and it seemed like in certain situations, the problem was getting worse. I had gone and had surgery, and thought things were going to be all right, and the situation got worse. And I'll be honest with you, I got a little upset with God. And the reason I got upset is because I knew that God could take care of my situation. Now, you know, eventually I got that Looney Tunes slap, right? Straightened me out. And I realized that, you know, you can't stay upset with God too long because that's where your hope is. But I thought about it. Yo, why did I get upset with God? Because I was sick and I wasn't getting better. And I knew he was a healer. Woo! Come on now. Come on now. I knew he was a healer. And I was like, God, how come you don't heal me? People were coming by. They called a prayer meeting for me here at the church. People coming by, laying hands on me, praying for me. And I wasn't getting better. And I knew that God was a healer. And so I didn't necessarily need the Lord our victory, and I didn't need the Lord our sanctification. I needed God who was a healer. And so I prayed to Yahweh Rapha, Lord, you got healing in your garment. Lord, healing flows from you. And I ask that you would touch my body. I ask that you would work in my life. I ask that you would heal me. So I was connected with him as Yahweh Rapha. The next thing that we want to look at is one of my favorite ones, and that is Yahweh Rohi, and that is the Lord is our shepherd. Psalm 23 and verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There is embedded in that verse a name of God, Yahweh Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. I like what my college professor said about the Lord being our shepherd. And you know, he made the comment that God is the one who goes on shepherding me. Right? God just doesn't shepherd us for a little while and then lets us go. He doesn't shepherd us in the day and then leaves us at night. But the Lord is the one who goes on shepherding us. And so, where does he shepherd us? So when I'm in a situation and it seems like turmoil is all around me, he shepherds me into the area of peace. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The green pastures. You know, in the heat of the day, the shepherd would lead the sheep to the green pastures where they can get some of the coolness of the green grass. That was peace. That was peace. And then the other thing that we know is that sheep, for the most part, will not drink from a river. That you have to lead the sheep to calm waters. You have to lead the sheep to peaceful waters. And so when there's turmoil in my life, when there's confusion in my life, I pray to Yahweh Rohi, and I say, Lord, lead me to the green pastures. Lead me beside the still waters. Give me peace, Lord, that passes all understanding. He shepherds us. He shepherds us for guidance. It says that he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When I don't know which way to go, when I have no idea which way to turn, that I pray to Yahweh Rohi, and he guides me. He leads me in the path of righteousness. And I pray, Lord, Yahweh Rohi, lead me in the path of righteousness. Today, I don't know what's around the corner, but you do. And I know that you are a God who makes all the crooked places straight and all the rough places smooth. And I'm trusting you to guide me and direct me today. I'm trusting you to shepherd me through this situation. I need you, Yahweh Rohi. And then he shepherds us for protection. You know, remember what it says in the 23rd Psalm? It says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He shepherds us to the areas where we can be protected. You know, I was in East Liberty this afternoon, and as I was coming back from East Liberty, I came to an intersection where there was two fire trucks, there was about three ambulances, I don't know how many police cars were there, and there was a van that was turned upside down, and there was another car that the door had been ripped off, and they were moving bumpers and stuff out of the way, and I just thought to myself, man, you know, if I'd have been coming here 5 minutes earlier, he protects us. He shepherds us. He protects us. Lord, I don't know when I leave here today what I'm going to run into, but I pray, Lord, that you would guide me. I pray, Lord, that you would protect me. That's how you pray in the name of God. That's how you pray Yahweh Rohi. And then we have Yahweh Sabaoth, which is the Lord of hosts. And that word host actually means the Lord of armies. That God is the one who will fight our battles for us. So whenever we pray to Yahweh Sabaoth, if I'm dealing with enemies, if I'm dealing with enemies on my job, enemies in my neighborhood, if I'm dealing with enemies, I hate to say this, but enemies in the church, right? That I don't even fight that battle. You know, I pray, Lord, you go before me. Lord, you deal with this person. Lord, you deal with this situation. You know, I don't have the equipment. I don't have the wherewithal to fight the battle in all ways that it needs to be fought. But Lord, you know how to fight this battle perfectly. You know how to fight the battle. See, you know, sometimes we want to take the situation into our own hands. And we want to, you know, get revenge. And we want to get back. Sometimes we just end up making the situation a lot worse than it is. But whenever we turn it over to him, we turn it over to the Lord of hosts. That word host means armies. That he's the Lord. He's the captain of the armies. He's the one that leads the charge. He's the one that fights the battles. Turn it over to him, saints. Let him fight the battle. Praying the names of God. Yahweh Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Judges 6:24. And as we look at praying this name to God, how do I pray this name? Yahweh Shalom. God who is our peace. You know, all of us at some time have lost a love, have had someone die. And when we pray to God, we ask God to give us peace during that time. And as we pray for peace, we're asking God to come in and calm our hearts. We're asking God to come in and calm our spirits. We're praying to Yahweh Shalom, give us peace. We live in times of uncertainty. When you look across our country, and you see, it's not as bad now, but you know, a couple months ago, all the rioting and looting that was taking place. Now you see the fact that we are in a transition from one president to another, and it just seems to be a lot of confusion around that, right? And so we can be uncertain, and we can begin to freak out and say, man, you know, this thing is unstable. You know, this country is just teetering. But then I turn my attention to Yahweh Shalom. I turn my attention to the God of my peace. And I look at everything that's going on around me. I look at the chaos that's going on around me. And I say to myself, the Lord is in control. And I have peace that passes all understanding. So in times of uncertainty, in times of death, in times of loss, we can pray to Yahweh Shalom, the Lord, our peace. And then, as we close, I want to share this last thing. We looked at this last week, and that is Yahweh Shalom, the Lord who is present, the Lord who is there. And you know, it's good to know that when you come to fearful times in your life, times when you are afraid, times when your heart is filled with fear, it's good to know that God is right there beside you. He's not a God that's over there. He's not a God that's into next year. But he is a God who is right here. He is a God who goes with us through whatever we're dealing with. We need not fear. As I close today, I'm reminded of Jacob. And you remember the Bible says that Jacob wrestled with God. And basically Jacob said that I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And he wrestled with God all night. And as a result of that, God touched him in the hollow of his thigh. And he walked with a limp. But one of the things that happened also, watch this now, is that he got a hold of God. And when he got a hold of God, he wasn't going to let go. And my friends, I'm saying that you ought to understand these names of God. You ought to understand what each one of these names of God means. And when you get into a situation, you ought to grab a hold of that name of God, and you ought to say, God, I'm not going to let go until you touch me, until you work in this situation. And I guarantee you that you'll see God move in great mighty ways. He might not always come when you want him, but he's always right on time. And if you get a hold of him, he's going to come in his time, and he's going to work it out according to his honor and glory.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Yahweh Mekadishkem, the Lord who sanctifies you, from our series, The Names of God. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Praying the Names of God, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Praying the Names of God. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request praying the names of God, or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galais. Dr. Galais is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, come from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.